Abney on the microphone. Here we go. Yo, dropping these freestyles. T Abney, watch me get buck wild. Dripping Topo Chico in my hand. The blueberry con, I am a fan. Travis kicking it with the oh man, I missed it when they came on. I had it though, man. I had it. Welcome to the Connecticut Show.
WHUS?
Yes.
Store. Yeah, welcome to the Connecticut Show. Then that's our finest lead-in ever, Terrence.
I agree.
That's
because we're dope and we do dope stuff.
And I apologize for the sound. I'm going to adjust the mic. There we go.
We're off the chain already.
We're doing pretty good. I think this is one of our best openings. And we were starting. We planned a guest, right? We'd planned a guest this episode. Why do we do that?
Because we're gluttons for punishment.
We were so close.
We were here. What happened?
I texted at 6. I said, "We still good?" And the reply was, "In the car, driving back from, it's not important where." But they said they probably weren't going to make it.
No. Well, I hope they are safe and hope everything goes well with them. You know it's Nor'easter coming, so I hope they don't get caught up in the Nor'easter.
I agree. And no ill will toward this person. I'm sure that's a totally real story. And it's just it's a general thing with us, right? Why is it so hard for people? By the way, I'm so guilty of this. I'm so hypocritical of saying like, oh yeah, I'm going to be there. And then I'm not. So I guess maybe this is karma. But man, I really thought they were going to join.
That would have been awesome.
So before the show, we're like, well, the whole show was planned around this guest, right?
Right.
This guest was going to cover all of the topics.
Revolutionize this show.
That would have been a great guest, but also...
You see, Travis didn't agree with that. He's like, hey, it would have been a great guest.
That would have been a great guest, and but we we had no backup plan because we felt pretty confident on this one.
There's always a backup plan.
We were sitting here. Terrence was kind enough to bring some pizza. So we're enjoying a slice and asking, like, what are we going to talk about? I mean, UConn, we have the men and the women still in March Madness.
Yes, Travis trying to get us jumped on as a neighbor here at Stores, not knowing the history well.
No, I don't. And then Terrence brought up that a Nor'easter's coming, and I was like, I don't think people even know what that is.
Yes. Travis, can you please read that very interesting definition of what it is?
We will. And
no,
then,
no, we're not. He was not going. He didn't pull out the phone or anything.
And then we found out the best place in the world to visit, the best tourist place in the world, is in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Maine.
And none of that, like, really was that interesting.
In the world.
we were still just kind of sitting here. So Terrence pulls out, it was something about Paul Revere. And you just start going down this line.
Paul
and you
Revere
were like,
is a New England hero.
Sure.
Who was romanticized in one of my favorite pieces of art by the artist called...
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
So Terrence starts performing this for me. And
Wait. I wasn't performing it for Travis. I just started singing the song.
I was your only audience.
Touche.
And
then Travis says,
I'm like, we should just start.
I know this song.
We should just start. So we hit record. Terrence, what did you lead us in with?
I have no idea because I was really just when what I
oh,
was
oh right you were just
time.
Doing whatever
yeah, so that was Tribe Called Quest. Can I Kick It? That came on next, and I was just doing something silly off of that
with an original lyric by Terrence
T. Ab.
What
I messed it up though.
Yeah,
but I was going.
Oh
off,
really? No,
off
I thought
the
it was
dome,
good. I think the only reason you messed up was because the actual lyrics came in. I thought you were doing well.
Let's say that.
Yeah. So there we go. So,
I didn't want to mess up the tribe's art. So
I feel like maybe when we started the show, we were very unscripted. And I don't think we've ever been scripted, but we've had topics. Like, okay, we're going to cover this, 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 and this. It has been a long time since you've just been sipping on some hibiscus tea and we didn't really know what we were going to say. I think this is just a throwback to the good old days, right?
This microphone stinks, by the way. Hey, whoever was in here before me.
You are a little soft.
Is that why it stinks?
Oh, you mean like actually stinks.
Yes, I could smell somebody's breath on the microphone.
That's not okay.
This is disgusting.
Yeah. It's
who the hell was, who was in here before me?
I don't know if we're allowed to say that. I'm going to let it roll, though, and let's see what happens. We're going to see what happens.
No, we can't. We can't let the F is the FFA get us.
What?
Is it FFA? Who is it?
I don't know.
You can tell how much we care about being on air. You don't even know their name.
Other thing was you started pulling out like old episodes, and you were like, didn't Darren say, oh, you know what? We should start there. It was rewind. Okay, right? Because you were like, Darren said New York was part of New England, so we should correct that. But I don't think he actually said that on air. I think he said that before we started recording.
I'm pretty sure he said it on air.
Okay, so one way or another, if you know, info@connecticut.show, go ahead and hit us up or go to www.connecticut.show, go out to the website, put it in the box and hit send. Let us know. Did you hear him say, did you hear Darren on our St. Patrick's Day episode, did you hear him say that New York is part of New England? I know he said it. I just don't feel like he said it on air. I felt like he said it right before we started.
I think he said it both times.
But here's what it reminded me of. In our last episode with Chapel,
right?
I was saying that you cross the Tappan Zee to go down into New York. And I want to clarify why I said that. Because it's wrong. So first of all, retraction. But like most of the time that I'm going up to Tarrytown, and I love Tarrytown. Tarrytown is where Sleepy Hollow is. If you've never been to the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, they do nighttime tours with little lanterns. It's fantastic. And you're probably imagining that like, oh, that's like a creepy graveyard walk, which it kind of is. But the other aspect of that part of New York is goodness knows what wildlife is out there, right? Like you're out in the woods. So the scarier part is just like, what am I actually going to encounter? It's a pretty fantastic experience. When I go to Tarrytown, my riding partner, Marianne, lives in...
Shout out.
Jersey. So oftentimes when I go to Tarrytown, it is to cross the Tappan Zee over to the Jersey side. So when we were talking about it last week, that's just where my brain was. To get to New York, you cross the Tappan Zee, which is wrong, but that's where my brain was. Although you are still in New York, by the way.
Why are you telling everybody where Marianne stay at?
I'm not. She's just in the state. If you find her, good on you.
Don't go searching for the homie. Please.
Don't
please
do that.
Don't do it.
But do you know the city right on the other side of the Tappan Zee? Still in New York.
Rye.
It's Nyack.
Nyack.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't know that.
And it's like just a blip, right? Like if you go one step out of that, then you're in Jersey. I don't know why that little tiny piece is still New York. Do you know why?
Because of the way the lines were drawn and the town lines and the state lines when they drew it. It just came over there and then Jersey was the next one. It's facts.
Yeah, I imagine it came down to how they drew it. What I'm asking is all of New Jersey is on that side of the Hudson.
Right.
But except for that little dot of Nyack.
Right.
Why?
Because when they drew the state lines, didn't you understand the first time?
No, I think I got it. Maybe if we say it two or three more times, we'll get it. Anyway, so
it's
that's where my
like
brain was.
That part of L.A. that intersects with the other part of the city.
Yeah.
Like, kind of why is Compton and not really L.A.?
You're making some really good points.
Think about it.
I hadn't considered.
Why San Bernardino? Where are you from? San Bernardino?
I'm not from San Bernardino.
What valley are you from?
Ventura. So I'm from Simi Valley, which is actually means windy valley, but it's part of Ventura County.
Right.
And more people know Ventura than they know Simi. So when people ask me where I'm from, I tend to say Ventura.
And why do people say it's Southern California?
Because it's in the southern part of California.
Then why people don't say San Diego is part of Southern California?
If
See, this is all deep philosophical like conversations.
No, it'd be more like this. If you flew from LA to Hawaii, right? But the airport was still technically LA, right? You land on the island. You land on one of the islands in Hawaii. And they're like, by the way, this airport's still in LA. But as soon as you leave the airport, then you're in Hawaii. That's what it's like. Because you go across the bridge to the Jersey side, and there's just that little plop of New York that's still there.
But Jersey and...
I'm looking this up on a map because I don't want to do a retraction next
Jersey,
week.
Jersey, New York, and Connecticut have always had these complicated relationships with who owns what. Just like, where's the Statue of Liberty at? Statue of Liberty is actually in Jersey.
Is it really?
Yes. But New York claims it. But if you look at the line, Statue of Liberty is in New Jersey, or was originally in New Jersey. That's like an actual thing. Also, you know, Long Island. Like, Long Island used to be part of Connecticut originally. It wasn't always New York.
I think I did know that.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I was just trying to sound smart. You got me. You got me. So it looks like the line, I'm looking at it, where it says New York, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And what does the line indicate, Travis?
That one side is New Jersey and the other
exactly.
side is New York.
Exactly. That's what I said the whole time. Why didn't you believe me?
Yeah. Wait, let's go all the way back. I wasted all of our time because everybody got it but me. All right.
I want to hear your story now. I feel so rude. What were you about to say?
I have no idea. But I do want to note that I do apologize. And what I loved about that episode was Chapel was like trying to rein me in. Chapel was like, yeah, but like if you cross the George Washington, you know, you might as well come up. And he was correctly saying it. So he either graciously knew that I was wrong and was trying to like pull me back, or he just was, you know, still. Anyway, Chapel was right. I was wrong.
Chapel traveled a lot in this area. That's what I left the when I left this episode and I left the recording session. I was like, wow, this cat gets around. Like, I don't know anybody else from this area, from Connecticut, that travels like that much via train and bus and or anything like that. Not that distance. I know people who catch the bus from here to Willimantic. I know people who go to Hartford a lot and they catch the bus and some students. But for him, the way he talks about how he navigates it and the way I thought about that, somewhat of the inconvenience of us not having a more expansive transportation system, like he gets out. Because I'll be honest, for me, I would probably be either broke, which I am. I am broke, but
yeah,
more broke or at home a lot more.
What I love about Chapel, if you talk to him on the way in or on the way out, is if you ask him for a recommendation, sometimes when people ask me for a recommendation, like, hey, I'm going to be in this part of New York, where do you think I should eat? I spend my time trying to think, like, what part is that? Have I eaten there? Oh, here's the one place I've been. It wasn't bad. You can go there. And most, not most people, but a lot of people you talk to when you ask for a recommendation in West Hartford, they're really just going to give you the one place that they've been to in West Hartford.
Right.
But when you ask Chapel, you can tell that he's thinking of you. He's like, you know, thinking of Travis, where would he like to eat? And you know that he's eaten on everywhere, like, and he's actually right. Making a very personal recommendation, which I think is how it's supposed to work. But I see it with him every time. He's not trying to remember where he's been in that area. He's cataloging everywhere in that area and trying to personally select something that you'll like.
Right.
It's very
Agreed.
Cool. It's Agreed. Very cool.
Yeah. Shout out, Chapel. King yeah. stuff. King stuff. King and queen stuff there.
So anyway, I was wrong on the Tappan Zee.
But you were right about the other thing.
Chapel.
Yes. Not the other thing, the other person. I wouldn't expect you to say Chapel, so now you got me. Yeah, I don't think people are things, you all.
We also got, and this is important, by the way, shout out Bon Bon Vivant for taking us out. Actually, Terrence brought us in this week. I'm trying to cover all our bases. WHUS stores. We got them all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Travis is pointing at me, doing the Denzel Washington point at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're about to slap a cup.
Mm-hmm. We got a really nice email from Victoria.
Hey, my favorite person. You know, I was thinking, the two people I met who listened to the show.
I'm going through the catalog.
Are both mad cool.
You've met Marianne.
Marianne.
From Jersey. Right. Other side of the Tappan Zee.
Right.
Mad
Thank
cool.
you for telling people where she stays at again. That worries me.
I've really, really narrowed it down. It's on the New Jersey side of the other side of the Tappan Zee.
Yeah, please stop. Please stop.
Yeah. And then Victoria, you've met both of them.
I thought it was Victoria.
It is, actually. It is. I've received some feedback that I was pronouncing it wrong. Victoria. However, when I pronounce other people's names with that kind of roll, they just look at me funny. So it's only for her.
Yeah, I just try my best because she asked me to pronounce it correctly.
I mean,
well, she didn't ask. She told me how to pronounce it correctly. So I try to do right by my people. But she did send us a lovely email, made me smile. It kind of made my day. So we do miss you, Victoria. I'm looking forward to when you come on the show and hang out with us. And we'll sit down, we'll drink tea, and hang out together.
You've met a lot of people on the show. Hillary.
Hillary doesn't count anymore.
Felix.
Very upset at Helix. Felix, excuse me. Why are you messing with Helix?
I don't know, but we need Helix on the show now.
Very upset at Hillary.
Okay.
She's two-timing us. Oh, I want to listen to New England Murder Mysteries because they're so cool. You know, y'all were cool now, come host, but hey.
Yeah, cut off.
Yeah.
Felix, Chapel.
So. They count too.
That was pretty
Those
good.
Were guests though. It's a difference.
Sure, you're These talking listeners.
Guests. I'm talking, talking listeners. Even Hillary. Shout out to Hillary for real, by the way. I'm not done with Hillary. That was, if we do two truths and a lie, I'm not done with Hillary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was a lie. Hillary is dope. That is the truth. And yeah, I said two truths and a lie. Then ain't too many. Hillary's dope. I'm not done with her. I'll stick with that.
But we know that Felix went back and listened.
Did he?
He commented on his voice, his very professional, crisp voice. Yeah. Listener.
Not knowing that.
I hear what you're saying.
His voice just sounds like that all the time.
There are people who have written in. There are people who have mentioned to us that they listen. And that's the relationship first. Of those
right.
people, you've met two of
them. You always got to stick to the day ones, Travis.
Yeah.
The day ones are what keep us going.
The day ones. I will say...
all two of them.
Yeah. Victoria is one of our earliest listeners.
Yes.
And yeah, she sent out a really nice email. And she's welcome on the show anytime.
Made me almost cry. And she's also come. And those are two people who also come to actually check us out and visit.
That's right.
Roam these country streets, son.
Yeah.
I'll call y'all son because you shine like one, not because you're my son.
You know what I will say, actually, on the Marianne topic, and this is coming back to New England. When she met us in Hartford.
Yes.
And we went to that barbecue place. She's a Texan.
Mm-hmm.
She said that was dang good barbecue. And to me, that's high praise for Connecticut. So tip
maybe
of the
she doesn't
hat.
Eat barbecue a lot up here. And
my understanding
the best
is she's
had up here.
She didn't add the qualifier. She had said that was actually really good barbecue. I took some pride in that. I felt like Connecticut had scored a point.
Yeah, you can take that victory.
So you're from the South. What was a bear? What bear something?
I forgot the name of it.
There's a bear in the title.
Yes.
What did you think?
It was cool.
Not as good as Southern barbecue, as far as you're concerned.
I've had rest in peace, Mr. Billy Hines, but Mr. Billy's barbecue. They stretch that pig out over the coals and cook it all night. That was the bomb.
So that's the coals. They don't bury underground.
I don't like eat pork like that anymore. But and we had some buried in the ground. Well, no, we didn't really. We've dug the hole before too. Not me, because my back ain't built for digging.
No,
but they've dug the hole too and put it down in the ground. They didn't bury it or anything, but and had it cooking on the ground. But oftentimes it's like this big, like you know, almost like a big pizza oven.
And that's a day long thing, isn't it?
It you know it should be if you don't want worms.
which we don't. And they tear off the skin, and like the skin is almost like a, it's like a hard thing, and they eat that straight off, right?
Oh God, yeah, you're getting carried away. What you been watching?
No, I really did see that, but it might have been like an Insta reel or something. So I'm no, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, you can. Like once it's done, people, they put the sauce on there. You can break it off if the skin.
And you're saying
gets right, I imagine.
You're saying that place in Hartford, not that good.
It's cool. Yeah.
Good food. Yeah. Because that same place, they are also at like Yard Goat Games.
Right.
And
UConn Games also.
Their mac and cheese, it's pretty good.
The mac and cheese is pretty good.
From Southern California, I wouldn't dare to say that I know what good barbecue is. And I'm sure there's some great barbecue places in LA.
It absolutely is.
But it's not what it's known for. So I'm not coming here with any sort of, you know, measuring stick. It's just like, that was pretty good barbecue too, as far as I was concerned. But I feel like the two of you maybe have a better palate for barbecue.
And I'm not knocking New England barbecue, by the way. I'm only saying the Bear place.
Well, now, cool. Okay, but so then I'll follow up, because I've been to some terrible barbecue places here in New England. I've been to two that were, like, surprisingly good. Is New England known for barbecue? It seems like something they wouldn't be known for.
Good question.
What is New England cuisine?
New England, lobster. Lobster's
fair
one.
Fair enough. That's good.
That's a big one.
That's a good one.
What else?
Yankee pot roast, maybe. Cause
I feel like we had this conversation on the show before.
Did we?
And we might have went around and around like this before. I know we end up saying apple pie, something stupid.
I don't know. We need a culinary expert on from New England at some point.
Maybe they'll show up for us.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will. Oh, actually... incidentally, Marianne did come up to Connecticut, and we went to the gravesite of the vampires, the Connecticut vampires.
Did y'all?
We did.
Why didn't you say this before the show? We could have started off with this.
I don't know why. This is the moment. Like it's catching my brain.
We had topics, by the way, y'all. We had some topics. Travis is completely off the rails right now.
No, we're gonna come back. But I think this was the point.
This cat is completely off the rails.
We were just
he's gone. It's just orange hat he has on.
I think. We need to title the episode something along the lines of what you just said. Anyway.
It's this orange hat you have on.
It's the orange hat.
Orange hats and Topo Chico.
Okay. So what is this, episode 39 or episode 40?
47.
It's this orange hat he has. That's the name. Something very close to that. Anyway, so we go, and it's in a place called, like, Jewett City or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting place, and I would say it did not feel like other Connecticut. It felt a little... it just didn't feel like the Connecticut places I've been.
You know why?
Go ahead. Why?
Ever since they made that boy drink that vampire ash, things ain't been the same, player.
Yeah, interestingly enough,
things have not been the same.
The headstones are very generic. Like, you really have to seek them out and get instructions on how to find them. But when we got there, they were the only headstones in the cemetery that had coins on them. So people still go visit, people still pay their respects to the vampires. Tip of the hat to that. But very small, like, as far as New England cemeteries, not a place you would even stop at, right? It doesn't even hit, like, the two or three of just the normal... The little
you
side cemetery.
They were too tired and too sick because a common method to ensure that dead family members remain that way was to cut out the heart of the deceased member and burn it to cure the rest of the family and put the spirit to rest. And sometimes they would burn it and put the ash in a solution and have the person they thought was suffering from vampirism drink it.
That does make it harder for you to decorate your cemetery after those rituals. So... Good point. Yeah. You're pointing out so many good things.
Can't be doing that stuff on a bad stomach.
I now know why Nyack is Nyack, and I know why that cemetery isn't very nice. Thank you.
I try to put logic into this.
There's
a linear train here.
I think we've kind of missed some really gold stars on this show. We should always have you kind of explain. We should take a segment every episode and have you explain a thing about New England.
I've been trying to tell you that, Travis, for years now.
Okay.
But you get down in this genius because you're using words like a repudiate.
Yeah.
And texting. What would you text me the other day? Some big word.
Idea.
That's a popple. What? Yes, it is a popple. And it's appropriate, too.
It's appropriate, too. All right, so
and
we're going
to repropriate. Travis, so let me tell y'all something about Travis. Travis gets on the dictionary sometimes, uses these big words that he knows that I'm not going to know, because what reason would I know these words he's coming up with? And y'all should see the look he gives me when I don't know him. He'll say it. He's like, because when you do the bucolic look of the Anthropocenes of the top of Pilates, and he'll look at me, he'll be like, hey, let me see if I got him. And I got him. And he's waiting for me to respond. And he's like, he does his hand like he like, you know, like your hands, you're like when you squeeze your hand like it's somebody to come towards you, like give it to me. I just shake my head like, Trav, you know I don't know what that means. I still don't know what bucolic means. Sounds like vomit.
I love both the words that you just made up, and I want so desperately for them to be real, because whatever, was it like Anthropoly?
You tell me. You say the words.
Those two words were, I think, my favorite thing of the day. Thank you.
Travis, those are the words you said. What did you text me?
In New England.
Let's teach people this new thing about New England, about this word that you texted me the other day.
No, because I think we talked about it on the show. I think we talked about it last episode, apropos, which I'm sure I've said the whole run of this show. I'm sure apropos is a common Travisism. I say it all the time. I don't feel like I can claim it. A lot of people say apropos. So, and I would also like to flip this one more time and remind you.
New England town ranks number one vacation destination in the world. Not just New England, Craig, but the world. Seems apropos.
This is okay.
Apropos.
Yeah, there's
an S at the end. A-P-R-O-P-O-S. I guess the S is silent.
The reason
I say it, it's laborious, ain't it?
The reason it's apropos is because we're coming up on spring, and we're moving into the spring summer where people are going on vacations. People are leaving for spring break. Terrence sends me an article about the top places in the world, many of which are New England. And I was like, oh, that's apropos.
We should talk about it. It wasn't apropos because Travis just realized today that it said the world. So he would have then read my article or click into it.
I did, actually. But I did. I read it really quickly, and I thought it was U.S. because we very rarely end up on the world. It's not very hip
to say.
It's better
than the Greek islands.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Than Hawaii.
This is part of why I didn't think it was
than,
the world.
It's better than Bermuda, St. Lucia,
Bahamas. And
you
said you have a friend who's been. What is the place? What is the place they said is the best in the world?
It's in, you remember the state?
It's in Maine.
And well, why don't you pronounce it? You know all the big words.
No, see, that was the thing. You said it very casually, and I looked at it and I was like, I wouldn't know how to say
Algonquit.
This. Algonquit. Do you think we got that right?
No. I'm 100% sure we didn't get it right.
Okay. Anyway, I've never even heard of it.
Mainers. We're sorry.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Because other ones that were on there was
Martha's Vineyard.
And then what's the one that's further out, Nantucket?
Block Island was on there from Rhode Island.
These I'd heard of. I've been to Martha's Vineyard, but... But again, like Martha's Vineyard,
Nantucket.
I wouldn't.
That's
I wouldn't,
when you think about Nantucket.
Yeah, I wouldn't think even Martha's Vineyard was in the top. What was it? What number was that on the best destinations in the world?
So, here's the weird thing. I'm gonna give you some credit because that's very apropos of me. Algonquit.
Yeah.
Is a peaceful and playful village in Maine. That's the best vacation spot. I'm gonna say this again. In the world for 2024. It's formerly a sleepy fishing town that's now a popular beach haven, offering plenty of arts, food, entertainment, and sprawling coastline. Oh, but we took a small donation to say this about... No, just,
yeah, I'm sure.
but then the rest were U.S. They said that New England has four of the 15 best islands in the U.S. Nantucket... Mount Desert Island, Maine. What else we got here? Martha's Vineyard, as we said, and Block Island and Rhode Island.
Yeah.
For the top 15. And if y'all listen to the show for our day this is probably at least our day fivers, not necessarily our day oneers, but our day fivers. Y'all know Travis has a real problem with this because he is not a fan of beaches or islands or anything in this area, saying that they're the best any beach or island, regardless.
I was going to say, it's surprising to me. You know how to bait me. It's surprising to me that Martha's Vineyard is one of them, because if you go to Martha's Vineyard, right, Martha's Vineyard is, it's got like a old town charm. There's the touristy street. It's on the water, you know, and then there's a lot of money there. But if you go to Park City, they have an old historic street and they have a lot of charm there. They actually have a lot of money there too, but they're not so exclusionary that they have to make, you know, that they have to pound their chest and let everyone know that you're not allowed here, right?
Is that what they say, Travis?
Yeah, they that's what they do at Martha's Vineyard. Like, there are, if you cross America and many other countries, even if we're talking like Mystic, you know, like Mystic here in Connecticut, you can go there. There's a very nice little town. There's the main street, right? And no one is on there. I don't know why Mystic got a pass, actually, because it seems like it should fall in the same boat. But like, if you go to Cape Cod, to even get onto Cape Cod, there is this bridge, and it's like a $20 bridge, right? To cross the bridge, you have to pay $20. It's like, it's a poor person toll. That's all it is. They don't need $20 every time you cross that bridge. You know how many people are crossing that bridge to get into the Cape? So many people. They charge $20 to keep out the riffraff, right? They know that they can keep people out by charging some ridiculous fee, and it's not a fee to keep up that bridge. It is, and we can't use expletives on the radio, so there's got to be another way to say this, but it is just the bird, right? It is just that. And yeah, no, I have a huge problem with it. And the thing about Martha's Vineyard is it's fine. It's just fine. For it to be in the top five, someone paid for that, right? It's either because it's exclusionary and someone finally got on the island and they were like, oh man, I got to put this on because no one comes here. And I think that's part of these lists, is just saying, I know no one else is going to come here, so I can claim it's fantastic. I think that's part of it. But the other part of it is just that whole, it wouldn't surprise me if the people at Martha's Vineyard paid a good chunk of money to be on that list at all.
Tell us how you really feel, Travis. Hey,
yeah,
like,
no,
like Travis
is a,
said,
a hot
you
spot.
Get y'all the face changed. Not a fan of the beaches here. You just, hey, just,
you can't play in my sandbox charging. Is just one of the most, like, if you want to get me like so annoyed, telling people only this group of people can play in this sandbox. That irks me. That
makes
me so mad.
But they don't say
so
that, though. You can go. You went to Park City.
You can go if you have the money. No, Park City, there's no fee. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you can go to Martha's Vineyard.
Right. You can go to Park City, Utah. Park City, Utah has one of the most famous film festivals in the entire world. It's got this amazing historic street.
Martha's Vineyard has historic streets.
Possibly the best skiing in the entire world.
Let's not get carried away.
No, because of the way that the snow comes off the mountain, it does something where it like makes it more powdery than other places in the world. So when they say Utah has the best snow, they have some scientific like claim to it. I don't know if they're right, but what I'm saying is all of that, and you can just drive there. You can just drive there. There's no, do you remember my story? Do you remember my story, Terrence, about the people who were sitting at the corner of their neighborhood?
Was that Martha's Vineyard?
No, that was Rhode Island. It was like it was some lighthouse in Rhode Island. And for fear that a poor person would come into their neighborhood, they actually had their neighborhood watch was dedicated to making sure that no one came in there. That's what I'm talking about. Other rich places, nice places, historic places, don't do that. Just fine.
Yeah.
New England, what is it? What is it about this place where they have an eternal upturned nose?
I think you can go. I know a lot of people that go to Martha's Vineyard that, well, you know what? Maybe they are rich. I don't know their pocketbooks. But what I do know is I've never, I'm going to use a double negative. I've never not said this and not had Travis on air or not on air.
Yeah.
Get amped about it. So this is the sore spot.
You know, the beaches in Florida.
We're not going to Algonquin, though, is what we're saying.
I might. You're going to ask how to pronounce it?
I should.
While you're doing that, did you know the beaches in Florida are free and they're better? And did you know the beaches in California are free and they're better? I mean, what are they even charging for subpar beaches?
To be fair, there's some of these areas are really nice. You know, there's a nice...
Yeah, now you're just doing this to see me go. Now you're doing it to see me go. Their cliffs are embarrassing. Like when they talk about, oh, we've got these big cliffs. They're like... Let's do it one more time.
Algonquin.
You're pretty close. Right. Yeah, I think you had it.
Whew.
By the way, I have no disrespect to this place. I don't know anything about it.
No. Disrespect taken.
What's that?
If they're listening, disrespect taken. You've already made some people in Maine upset before, by the way.
Yeah. No, let me back out of that one. I don't know anything about that island. It might be free.
It's a bunch of people in Maine wearing
flannels
right? All the time.
If any state in New England isn't this way, I would assume it is Maine. So maybe there's a nice free ferry that goes out there and they treat you normal and they don't look down at you there. Maybe, you know? So I have no disrespect for the number one place because I haven't been there. And the people of Maine, I thought were quite lovely. Except no. Except for York. yeah, it's a thing.
That's what we got to do. One of us has to go to Algonquin. I'll go back to Kennebunk in Wales area because it's around that area, I believe. And I'll try to hop over to that island and, you know, see how it is, maybe.
Yeah, why don't you do these? Because I don't want to go with a chip on my shoulder. Yeah. Or I'll go with you. Like, if we both go up to Maine sometime, let's do it.
No, you're right. Don't come with me. I very seldom say this to Travis, but Travis, you don't need to go with me. Nothing with nowhere with water that's called a beach. Yeah. Maybe a lake, but because the lakes are different.
They're not that different. There's a lot of private lakes, too. A lot of private lakes, too.
Hey. What?
All right, we're going back to the beginning of the show. Terrence, we've got the men and the women in the Final Four. And here's the conversation.
Shout out, Huskies.
Shout out, Huskies. Here's the conversation. I am shocked that our men and our women are still in the final of the March Madness. And so I text you and I say, hey, by the way, because I know you would know this, has there ever been a time that both the men and the women of a university won their March Madness brackets? Go ahead.
The answer to that is yes. Twice, 2004 and 2014.
And what schools, because this must be plural, right? What schools have had the honor of having both their men and the women become the champions of their brackets?
UConn.
And?
UConn.
What?
UConn.
That's so amazing. How cool is that? I love that we are, that first of all, our men are spectacular, but you remember last year when they were getting to the finals and doing so very well, like doing so handily.
Right.
I thought we were a girls only basketball team.
That's right, because last year Travis didn't know that men had ever won a championship.
This is so true.
That's the first time they've won, right? That's great. And it's like, no, Travis, this would be the fifth.
I don't like the beaches here, but I do love that our women are more prominent as like basketball reputation than our men. And our men are fantastic.
Excuse me, I think it's four. Sorry, I think I just said five. But
four, they've won four championships. Yeah. They're about to win five.
I think this will be five because, oh my goodness,
they're winning by a lot.
They beat themselves. I think if the men lose, they just go ice cold. I mean, ice cold to where they're just shooting bricks and there's some people call it they get the lemon booty and just get real tight. And I don't see that happening.
So,
but
I've never heard the term lemon booty, and I was about to ask you what it means, and then I was like, nope, I got it.
Because right. I think the coaching is good. Great group of players, and with the women, they're just persevering. I mean, I think they're missing Fudd. They've had a lot of injuries, and Fudd is that other dynamic guard that they've had. But Paige is killing the game right now. Literally, she's awesome, and the other players too. I don't want to Nikki Mull. Excuse me, she's back and doing well because she was injured, and they've just had this string of injuries. So kudos to them. They're fighting hard, and I don't think a lot of people predicted that they'd be in the Final Four this year. And shame on y'all.
It's not that they started bad, but
shame on y'all who didn't think this and were thinking the women were going down at least.
Because they were like number 12 for a while. Like, they weren't ranked. Usually they're in the top five.
Yeah, do you hear what you just said?
I get it. No, I get it. I get how fantastic they are. But like, for the fans here, they're used to them being in the top five. So when they were out of the top five, it was like, oh, this must not be their year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that speaks to the parity of women's basketball right now also, and how the game has just risen so many levels the past few years. You're seeing a lot more upsets. You're seeing, not just stars. Right now you're seeing superstars in the making. Caitlin Clark, Juju Watkins, who went for 29 last night against UConn, and again, Southern California lost. Sorry. Cal lost. But I think Paige Brookers went for, 28 last night. I mean, there's a lot of parity in the game right now. That's frankly, that's good for the game. And speaking of that, North Carolina State has, I think, their men and women in the Final Four right now also. So that's cool that two schools have their men and women's program in the Final Four. But going back to UConn, I think we are so spoiled here. I mean, I can't. It's amazing. That's why fans is actually short for fanatic. Because that's literally what this is. Of like, we're not that good. Yeah, we might. They won their conference last year and made it to the Sweet 16. And people were like, oh, what a down year. And I'm like, like you said, I get it. You're used to this standard. They had made 8 or 9 Final Fours in a row. And so, hey, just getting to the Sweet 16 is like, huh?
Yeah, how weird is that, right? Like, that you're just like,
what a great problem to have. It's real life, though. I think what we've been witnessing here is so phenomenal that, and we were used to being so, or UConn, I'm sounding like Travis earlier, y'all. UConn's used to just riding this wave of like championship or bust. We're definitely going to win our region, which would be the Final Four. And to not be there is just like a letdown for the, it's amazing.
What's interesting, because you'd mentioned, I think, last week, it's not just the basketball team. Like, our track and field team's really good. Our hockey team's really good. We have the best radio show / podcast coming out of UConn with the Connecticut show. So, like, we have the standard of excellence.
A lot of number ones.
What is it about the football team? And this is not a joke. Like, obviously the athletic director knows something about championship teams. Is it the kind of thing where you focus on certain teams and others fall off the wayside? Like, why can't we get the football team the spark under them? Because it is some seasons, not last season or the season before, but some seasons the exact opposite, where they're winning one game out of 12. Right, it's the exact opposite for our football team. Why is that? Why is there that disparity?
I think part of it is tradition. Like basketball, you think there's some tradition here, so periodically they're going to be good players to come here, and they've been successful at getting players to come here and do well. I think establishing that tradition in football is a little more difficult. Connecticut doesn't strike me as a big football state ever, as far as the. And there's some high school talent here, but the high school talent here is not as just a larger basket as it is like in California or even South Carolina. you know, and just in New England in general, I feel like. So I think it's just drawing. Like, then you start, when I say drawing, you start drawing talent from the schools in New England, and I just don't think it's as many. So again, I think it goes back to tradition, like high school traditions,
I do feel
college
like,
traditions. And it's like,
yeah.
And the teams are, and football's such a like weird sport. You need 11. And it's not just you need 11, like a soccer team. You need 11 on offense, 11 on defense, another 11 on special teams.
Right.
And then kind of a different 11, maybe. Some of those 11s, you know, they're interchangeable, but some of them are different. Like, so I think it's just getting the pieces to have a team, to have that many people come out and that many athletes come in to compete. I think it's just hard. And football is an extremely expensive sport also. And
all right.
UConn is just not... In my opinion, an estimate, it's hard for UConn to compete with schools who are steeped in that tradition,
right?
And are willing to really spend that money like that on football versus, you know, other schools. Like,
hey, I love our basketball tradition. I love our women's basketball and our men's basketball. Let's try and get all of the topics that we talked about at the beginning. Northeastern. How do you even say it? How do you pronounce
Nor'easter.
It? Nor'easter. There's no N, and I just put an N at the end. Nor'easter.
Right. It's not a hurricane, y'all, by the way. I was just telling, shout out to the new person I know who is from South Carolina here. So I met a person from South Carolina, actually from my hometown. And I was telling them, like, some of the things. And they say they love it here so far, which I was like, dope, that's great. And I was telling them to be prepared for the question, which they've gotten. Hey, why'd you leave the South? The weather's so nice. And we both said at the same time, yeah, for a few days in March and April. And then June, July, and August hit, and you're like 90 days of hell.
Yeah.
But I was also telling her, like, these days are going to be beautiful, these next few days. And with the nor'easter coming up, I had just popped up on the screen. We're going to have nor'easter, some possible snow, rain, a little bit of wind. And I was telling her, like, hey, you're going to hear some people say, which is what I was told when I first moved here, nor'easters are like the northern version of a hurricane. And I'm like, they're not. She was like, yeah, I didn't think so. I was like, yeah, they are not. A nor'easter is a nor'easter. A hurricane is a version of a New England hurricane, because we've had two hurricanes, maybe three, since I've been here. And they are bad. They're much more windy than the nor'easter, and they usually don't have snow. They have a lot of rain, of course, but I always thought it was funny when I came here. It's just like I got in the first nor'easter, and I was like, okay, it's bad. And then it was in the winter. It's like it snowed a good bit. It was windy. You definitely shouldn't be on the road. But the force, and maybe I just haven't been in a really bad one, but again, definitely different.
So do you know the actual difference, the scientific difference between a nor'easter?
Of course I do, Travis.
Yeah.
See, Travis, let me tell you something, man. I'm not like you.
No.
I'll just go looking up words before I come on the show to say them and embarrass people.
I think the listeners appreciate nor'easter. That. Yeah.
You're trying to play me? Goodness.
Behalf of the listeners, thank you for not doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But go ahead and read your definition of a nor'easter since you want to show off.
No, I'm not going to read anything. There's actually a very... simple explanation between the two. I may not be able to pronounce them, but the nor'easter is on cold water.
Wait, you can pronounce bucolic and appropriation of appropriates, apropos, and nick pockets.
Yeah.
But you can't pronounce nor'easter. It's nor and easter, man.
I add the N. I'm terrible with proper names. The nor'easter is on cold water, so it can only actually happen from September to April when the water here is really cold, and hurricanes come off of warm water.
Mm.
So that's why we only get our hurricanes during the summer and why Florida will never get a nor'easter. But we do get the nickname of it because it tends to happen up here in the Northeast. There you go.
Very good. Very well said.
Yeah.
The water's always cold here, though.
Maybe. Somehow we get hurricanes in the summer, though. But we don't. We do, but nothing. We tend to get the hurricanes that sweep up
from
the south.
I think we had Sandy and, was there Isabel?
I don't know, but they don't originate here. We get like the end of them as they're sweeping up this side of the coast.
I think Sandy was a straight hit, baby.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was rough. It might have came up the coast, but it was powerful when it got here. It was a full moon.
That's
so
beautiful.
The tides were high. Oh, yeah, shit.
Speaking of full moons, did we talk about the eclipse? The eclipse is happening here in New England. And the most interesting thing about the eclipse, the most interesting thing about the eclipse, and it was part of the reason I knew we had to just start hitting record, because this is going to be one of the most aimless episodes ever, was I said, oh, the eclipse is happening. You could go up to Maine or you could go up to Vermont and see it like the total blackout, right? And you were like yawning and you were like, I it's dark here every day. What difference does it make if it gets dark here in the middle of the day?
Right.
Just I've never seen less excitement about some like worldwide, everyone's getting super excited about this one moment in time. I've never seen someone as disinterested as you are in this eclipse.
Yeah, I'm very disinterested in, you know, it's the eclipse. And then the way people act, and people get freaky too. People always like to get freaky around these times and be like, oh, it's because of the eclipse. No, it's not. It's because people just like to get freaky and do weird stuff when these things go on, and then blame it on the moon blocking the sun for a few minutes. During the equinox, it gets dark. What do you call it? The winter equinox?
So there's the
winter solstice.
There's winter solstice, summer solstice, spring equinox, and autumnal equinox. They switch off.
Winter solstice? Is that what you call it?
Winter solstice, yeah.
It gets dark at like 3 o'clock, y'all. That's the middle of the day for me.
Yeah.
That's a bigger deal than the eclipse.
But I do want to know how I introduced the topic of the eclipse. I said, oh, I ordered some extra glasses for the eclipse. Do you want some? Do you and your family want some? And it was like the world tilted even further because of his eye roll. Like just the complete contempt for me kindly offering him some eclipse glasses.
You're right.
I
have an attitude about it.
A little bit. But if your family wants them, for whatever reason, there are some extra glasses I'm happy to give you.
Yeah, they'll be in school.
All right. So we've talked about the Beastie Boys. We talked about UConn. We
and
talked about a Nor'easter.
Shout out to Paul Revere, a New England figure, who apparently rode a horse and said, the British are coming, the British are coming. Saved all of Boston or something. Weird story.
We talked about the eclipse. What else did we mention? I'm not even sure we mentioned these topics, but what else did we mention at the beginning that we did not talk about?
Orange hats?
No, I think we covered it. I think we did well.
You brought it back around pretty good.
What do we always leave off? So we know that Bon Vivant. Actually, this week, while we're just aimless, my daughter recorded a song. It's now on iTunes.
What?
Yeah. Abby.
Abby.
Who's graduating. Abby. Shout out Abby. She's actually graduating next month.
Oh, that's what's up.
Can we end with her song?
No.
Oh. Bon Vivant will lead us out then.
That's like somebody asking you. That's like when you go to somebody's house and they're like, yo, you mind if I use the bathroom? You're like, yes, I do mind. Don't use it here. Of course, we're going to play Abby's song on the way out.
All right. Abby's going to lead us out. This is the first
Abby,
ever.
We're going to give you 45% of our proceeds and earnings
for
leading
us
the song.
She can have 60%.
You know what, Abby? Take 60. You know, let 75% for Abby for leading us the song.
Yeah.
75% of what we bringing in.
The first ever episode, Bon Vivant lists. You let us in. Abby's going to lead us out.
That's dope.
We still love them, though.
Queen stuff.
Info@connecticut.show or www.connecticut.show.
What are we?
I said it a little quickly. www. You don't need the www. You could just go to connecticut.show. We're WHUS stores. When you're listening to us on the radio, happy gardening. That's everything, right?
Most of your streaming tools also.
Yeah, you can get us on Apple, Spotify, Google, whatever you listen, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can even go to Podbean. We host at Podbean. They seem nice. We're not endorsing at all, but as far as places to upload a podcast, Podbean's working out for us.
I agree.
Yeah.
Not that you have to do it.
Thank you for taking care of that for us, Terrence.
You're welcome.
Are we missing anything?
I think we got it. I think we got on here and made this thing happen. I don't know if the guests are going to like it or not, but I had fun.
I feel like if you made it this far, this is as close to hanging out with us as we've ever done on the show. Like, just, this is a car trip with us.
Yeah, you listen to the freestyle, get buck wild. TNT, they call us the wild chow.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
It was good, though. You don't need more when it's perfect.
Thank you, Travis.
Yeah. All right, so I guess that is us. We're at the top of the hour for Travis Poppleton.
Terrence Abney.
This is The Connecticut Show.
Y'all take care, be safe.
You offer me your hand, a new star cupped in sight. Are you ignoring the shadow that looms behind? Show me your shell, cluttered with forgotten truths, dusty miracles from yesterday. How you've wandered, how you've roamed, looking for a new king for your throne, a new ancient, a new god, someone searching for applause. And tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, won't you find? I want more. No, I'm no seeker. Wanna create a sun to call my own. Say it one more time. Shadow, and you hold its star in hand, all the trophies long advanced.